it's that story, like different social media platforms where they get attention. Of course, local TV news reporting a story this morning that, of course, you've had the heads up on, the leg up on, as much as a month and change ago, and then doubled down last week as Congressman Bradley Byrne was talking with me about the state's lack of desire for federal funding on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. A lot of comments on the Facebook page, but on my Twitter feed, some comments. And so what happened is last week, Jeff Poor was listening to the show, and this is why it's gotten some statewide traction. So he wrote a story for Yellowhammer News, quoting Bradley Byrne on this show, and that's gotten more attention. But on the Twitter feed, actually, pictures of me and snakes got more attention over the weekend than the wife and I back and forth on snakes.
What are we calling snakes now?
She called it, was it something, danger noodles?
Oh, danger noodles.
Danger noodles. And then, of course, I retorted there with pictures of her husband, that'd be me, holding snakes and turning them loose and not killing them. And so that dominated the Twitter feed, even though that story about the I-10 Mobile River Bridge funding was there as well. But we also put it up on the Facebook page for the radio station, where I didn't put any, if I'd have put the snake pictures up there on the Facebook page, then that probably would have brought down the number of clicks on the Byrne story. But we put it up, and it is lots of people interacting with this story. Headline from Yellowhammer News, Bradley Byrne's ALDOT officials declined federal funding for the Mobile Bayway. They were set on tolls. And so that's what has a lot of people talking this morning, like, how did this happen? Well, we told you about this. I had the congressman talk about it several times on the show. And here it is. I run some of the short clips here. This is from last week's interview when Congressman Byrne was on with us, and we were talking about a myriad of subjects, but got into part of the subject of, hey, what about the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project? You know, what about the situation where we're now looking at best 7% federal funding on this? You know, back in the old days, it was 80-20, although Jeff in the story says it was 50-50. I remembered 80-20 for a long time. But I talked to Congressman Byrne about that, and he had this to say. First of all, about a meeting he had with ALDOT folks when it came to this question on funding.
In a meeting we had a couple of years ago now in Montgomery with the State Department of Transportation officials, and that's who makes all these decisions, not the feds. They said, look, we've decided that we're going to go this tolling route, and we really don't need the federal money. We're going to do it without the federal money. And I said, well, gee, I've been working real hard on getting this federal grant for y'all. And they said, yeah, that's nice and all, but we're going to, you know, meet the financial needs we've got to have here by doing this toll. And that's when we got to a discussion about how they could at least buy down the amount that Alabamians would pay on the toll by using the SCOMESA money. And they just haven't been very receptive to that, to be honest with you.
All right, and then further, you know, people were asking on the text line, I think that's how it was prompted, people asking on the text line, well, why can't Bradley Byrne, an AL1 congressman, do anything about this?
Frankly, I was surprised. But, you know, I have to realize I'm a federal official, not a state official. I can't tell them what to do. Certainly, that we've been driving the bus and trying to get all these federal approvals out of the way, which we should have in 3 weeks, by the way, and get it all set up for them. And also put them in touch with the right people at the Federal Department of Transportation for how this is going to be financed, because there's a way to finance that through the U.S. Department of Transportation. And I think they are actively pursuing that. But at the end of the day, you got to have money to pay that financing back. And they were clearly on this, we're going to use tolls path, and didn't seem that interested in our trying to get this federal money, although they have made the application. And as I say, we've had them in touch with the Federal Department of Transportation officials to help them know what they need to do to make a really good grant application. So let's hope that works.
Yeah, let's hope. But see, the grant application is for this Infogrant, which is 170-something million, which is 7%. But I thought that was interesting, and I'm glad that he brought it back up, because the congressman had said that to us on the show before, what, weeks and weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'll point out that making sure everybody knows what has happened. The problem is, if you don't hear something, you have no way to, you know, it's not somebody's fault if they don't hear something, but they gauge opinions and they don't have the full information. I know that it was a year plus ago we had Congressman Byrne on the show. We're talking about the bridge. And he said, they're not going to let, this is not going to happen without tolls. Mm-hmm. Remember, he said that to us plain as day. And I said, and that was the first time I had heard that said.
That was breaking news then.
Yes. And of course I've said to my detraction here, I made an assumption. We all know what you do when you make an assumption.
Yep.
You assume it makes a okay. I assumed that meant for the bridge, a year and something ago when that interview happened, I said, okay, well that means tolling on the bridge. I didn't think enough to ask if it applied, because it seems I hadn't even thought that way, that it would apply to the Wallace Tunnel.
Right.
I didn't ask that question because it was something I hadn't conceptualized to think to ask that question. Then, what was it, 4 months ago, it starts coming out that no, it applies to both. The LDOT folks come on with me and said, you know, we have to toll the tunnel because if we just have the toll on the bridge, then people will avoid the bridge. I was like, yeah. And some people pay the money, but they said that won't work. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm just laying all that out for backstory. And I think it's interesting because a lot of people are waking up to the, you know, kind of the layer two and layer three of this story. There's the main story of, hey, they're proposing these tolls on a proposed bridge and on the tunnel and the expanded bayway, but they don't know what had happened in the past. And these are the things that had happened in the past. And that's Congressman Byrne saying specifically that he's coming to them for, hey, here's how we do this federal money thing. And at that point, LDOT officials say, nah, we're not interested in that. We're going to go another route. Yeah. Now, there's a bunch of speculation why, but those are just speculative moves here.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of comments on this, especially now that more information keeps leaking out more and more. Some more people are commenting on this. And on our Facebook, we've had just tons of interactions about this story over the weekend. First off, Ira, with an angry emoji face, because you know you can do that on Facebook, said they refused Fed money. Like, really? They refused the federal money? Alan said it's not too late. Bradley needs to call Trump, and someone needs to fire those folks at LDOT. And we need a good governor. And he's not the...
But by the way, neither President Trump nor Congressman Byrne could fire people at LDOT.
No.
That's federal. They can't... Okay. So just wanted everybody to know.
And Alan wasn't the only one to say something about the governor. It looks like Drexel, or Kelly, his name here, says, seems our governor should have been able to stop this toll bridge insanity. Now, the governor, she has commented on this before, but... seems like she's going to let LDOT kind of work it out on their own is kind of what I'm seeing from them. But there's been all kinds of comments. Cher says, of course they don't want the federal government involved in a federal highway. They want this to be a state highway so that it can be state controlled by those who don't travel it every day.
Then it got into a discussion I saw, you know, like always, this is one of the fun things about local talk radio and doing this is people come up with ideas or at least theories, and they're, I think it was first Brad. Yeah, Brad on here said, problem solved, all trucks no longer allowed in the tunnel. They must take the 165 via Africatown Bridge, just like Hazmat does, easy fix, trucks clog it up and slow traffic way down. Some people agreeing with that, and then... on see, down here, let's see what you got.
Well, Maria, she had maybe the hottest take of anybody on here. She said that the problem isn't the trucks or anything like that. She says, my opinion, it doesn't matter how many bridges or highways they build, they need to control how many cars a family should have. It's ridiculous.
What?
A family of six have six cars or more, and most of the time, Sean, they're going all to the same place. Why can't they just ride together instead of these families of six having six vehicles? She says, I see the kids going to the same school in different cars from the same family. To me, that's being spoiled. We don't need that bridge just because you can't wait to get there fast enough.
It said that was Maria. That wasn't Kamala Harris, that wasn't Cory Booker, that wasn't Elizabeth Warren.
This was Maria with the hot take of all hot takes.
Wasn't Bernie Sanders there?
No,
we should limit the number of cars local folks should have. Mm-hmm. They should, by law, they should not be allowed to have more than that. Did she tell us how many cars they should be allowed to have?
It looks like she wants all six in one family to travel in one vehicle.
One vehicle.
That's right.
Well, listen, hey, carpooling, I like that idea too for saving money. So a lot of these things, but she would want somebody to step in
right.
and make
it,
a
it's
make
our
a law.
Problem. It's the citizens here is the reason that the bridge is so
people
backed
have too
up
many cars.
Day. That's right,
too many cars. Okay, all right. What's your thought? How's that sit with you? 343-0106, 343-0106. And were you privy to that in the past that the congressman said that a year ago he was told that We're not going to do the federal money route. We got a way to do this. And thank you, Kane. 821 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, put this on your to-do list. If on your honey-do list, you have getting rid of junk, then put somewhere like 2A, 2B, you know, somewhere down like a, like you make a flow chart here to get on the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Yeah, we can take that off your honey-do list very quickly. When you go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or call the phone number and set up an appointment to have the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out to your place. It could be your business, could be your shop, could be a house you're getting ready to sell, could be the house you live in. Anywhere you got junk and you need to get rid of the junk, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And the nice thing is, big national company, great reputation, and my buddy has been doing it for 11 years. Trey is, 11 years now for Mobile, Baldwin County, residential, commercial. All junk situations, he can handle it. He even gets big stuff. I've said this in the past because we all kind of think, all right, boxes of stuff or trash bags full of stuff. Heck, he's you got a swing set in the backyard. You got a playhouse in the backyard. You have not a child under 40, maybe it's time to get rid of the junk, and he can handle that as well. Heck, he's talked about, he's cleaned out a backyard storage, like a lawnmower shed, and then the person said, well, I want that shed gone too. They can do that. They get rid of the whole shed. Stuff that you know you can't throw out for big trash, you know that those are items that you can't, well, he can handle that as well. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, so it's in the phone number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, I'll take some calls and text at 343-0106, plus the Facebook, popping on this story. And it was something we've talked about several times, but it, I guess, got a little more traction statewide, and I guess beyond the state borders, when our buddy Jeff Poore wrote a story about our interview for Yellowhammer News.
Yeah, and I've seen, I'm actually surprised that there's quite a bit of people on both sides of this argument. A lot of people that live down here and travel the bridge that say, so what? Pay the tolls. We take the bridge, we need to pay the tolls. I'm actually surprised by the amount of people that are saying that. But on the other side, and according to our polls we've ran in the past, there's more people that are anti-toll that feel the federal government should be ponying up a lot more money towards the I-10 Mobile River Bridge. And Daniel here asking, how would you protest this? ALDOT is not appointed or voted in. How would we protest something like this with ALDOT apparently refusing the federal money and going this toll route and paying it over, what is it, a 55-year period that we would pay these tolls? Mm-hmm. So I'm actually surprised by the amount of people who say, who cares? If you don't want to pay the tolls, don't drive the bridge. But on the other side, a lot of people saying, we need to go ahead and protest this and figure out how to make sure we can get some of that federal money.
Okay, so here's your issue, though, for protesting or anything like that. So session is over, right? So session is over. They signed off on that. I think it was SB 347 or 374. I don't know. Look it up. The governor signed that. That is the enabling legislation for the tolls. Okay. Here broken down here. Brandon Mosley broke it down at the Alabama Reporter. And said, Alabama House of Representatives passed two bills Wednesday to allow for the state to modernize and update the toll road authority. Presently, the only toll roads in the state are private toll roads, most notably the Beach Express Bridge to Orange Beach in Baldwin County. That will change with the new I-10 bridge connecting Mobile and Baldwin counties. Senate Bill 154 by Senator Chris Elliott updates the state's toll tax authority so that the state can contract out bridges and road projects to a conglomerate who will charge a toll or user fee. Senate Bill 347, there it is, 347, sponsored by State Senator David Sessions out of Grand Bay, modernized how tolls will be collected and how failure to pay tolls will be enforced. State Representative Margie Wilcox carried SB 154 in the House, and Representative Steve McMillan out of Gulf Shores carried SB 154 in the House as well. They got a quote here from State Rep Chris Pringle, said this is a pretty hot topic in our area of the state, end quote. Pringle said a camera would take a picture of people's car tags. Okay, we've talked about that. And the private company running the toll system would send you a bill in the mail. Failure to pay the bill would mean a loss of your car tags. Pringle said Florida had this, and he has received letters in the mail saying he didn't pay a toll even when he said he's paid them. Hey, Chris, so have I. I still get, I think it's $1.68 or something. I paid all my, but they keep, FDOT keeps sending me these things. he said, most people don't have time to fight with some private company that can take my car tags away. I will say this. People were real surprised and shocked about this idea that the private entity would have the ability to suspend your license or block your car tags. Y'all shouldn't be. You should be. The issue should be with a private company doing the tolls. Once you agree with the private company is doing the tolls, it's only logical that they're going to have some mechanism to make you pay the toll. Mm-hmm. So it's like the first thing didn't get any reaction hardly. But then when it said, oh, well, they'll be able to just suspend your license or block your tags, and everybody got up in arms. Yo, what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
What did you think? If a private company is entering a deal to put their capital up, right, then they and they're going to charge a toll. If they didn't have any mechanism through the state, I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm just, let's just talk logic for a second. I don't like the idea in the first place. But if you're going to say, if you're not going to get up in arms about that, then don't get up in arms about the second part. Because, of course, if a private entity's in there, they have to have some ability to get the money back. They have to have some threat, or we'll all just, you know, when the camera takes a picture, you'll hang your hand out the window and tell them they're number one,
right,
and go on down the road. So they have to have some mechanism to make you pay. This is how they're going to do that. You know, and so it just, I guess it bothered me that the people were kind of like, I can't believe that they will be, you know, suspending driver's license and blocking tags. Of course they will. You should have disagreed with the private company doing that, because they're going to be in the same way a state entity would, because if you didn't pay a toll or you had a ticket or something like that, you'll lose your driver's license and block car tags.
Well, we've said a million times at a minimum in the past that the job of a privately owned company is to make money.
That's
right?
Why they're here.
And
yes.
So, and not just make money, but make as much money
as possible.
As
it doesn't make them evil. It doesn't make it is what the purpose of a business is.
But if you are doing some work on your home, or, you know, work anywhere, and you want to hire a private business to do a job for you, you want to at least, you know, take all the offers, see what offers are out there.
That's
on the
right.
table, and then negotiate to get your side of the cost down as much as possible. I feel like we haven't done a good enough job on the negotiation side with these private companies to see if we can lower these tolls.
Did we get option? You know, the other question is, are there options?
Right.
And doesn't it's kind of amongst ourselves down here. I don't think the rest of the state's listening. So amongst ourselves down here, just talking for a second. Although they do listen.
Oh, the rest of the state, they're listening, but they're laughing at us.
Yeah, we can see where y'all download the podcast from in the rest of the state. So we also see the number of people listen. It's embarrassing to me that there was no better option here than this.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there was not enough will for federal. There was not enough will for state to do something bigger than this. This was kind of the only option. This is taking a high interest rate loan because nobody else will loan to you. I mean, that's how it feels to me down here as a homer, you know, homeboy down here. That it's kind of like, man, there's nothing. You know, you got the compare and contrast of what they're doing up in Birmingham with the 2059 reroute and all that, and this is the best we get. This is the deal.
It's pretty upsetting. But maybe we can fix the problem on our own. I mean, like you said, we've seen the comments about making trucks, and I think that would be really difficult to make all these big trucks with so much being traveled along I-10 to make them go up to the Africatown Bridge, Cochrane Africatown Bridge. That would add, what, at least 20, 25 minutes to their routes every single time? But it would.
But then again, they're going to be paying a lot in tolls, too.
They are. And yeah. it would lessen the congestion there in the tunnels. I mean, as I made my trip east on Friday, again, mm-hmm. we were backed up a good mile and a half, 2 miles on the west side.
Probably
of the
with
tunnel.
No actual accident.
No accident at
yeah,
all.
Just
people going
yeah.
slow, and all kinds of big trucks that were taking a long time to get cranked up and get moving, and then slowing, making their way slowly through the tunnel. And I thought, yeah, if all these big trucks weren't here on the road, it probably wouldn't be near as big a problem. We'd be moving through a lot easier. But what is the fix?
Under what authority can we do that, though? Federal interstate. Now, we have the reroute. People say, oh, you're rerouting people. Yeah, that's for hazardous material.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a reason there. Can we reroute? Maybe we can. But is there a precedent set where I don't know if it'd come from the state or it'd come from the county or come from the city, say, hey, federal interstate, these kind of vehicles are not allowed on this section of the interstate. You will push back there from the feds. I'll talk about this with you when we return. 343-0106.
Thanks, Kane. It's 8:36 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Dalton. Good morning, buddy. Happy Monday morning.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Let's talk about, Mitch, my favorite number in the world, and that is zero. That's how much financing you'll pay right now at McConnell Automotive. Tell me about these deals.
Yeah, Dalton, we're excited about it. It's not something we get all the time anymore. You know, people, you know, the best interest rate you could possibly pay is 0%.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy math. So we've got it up on our website, Dalton. People go to McConnellAutomotive.com. They'll check it out, and we're advertising it on TV, and it's a limited-time offer. And if you go to the website, you'll see which vehicles it applies to. And, Dalton, we've got some just fantastic discounts on the X31, which is the new Z71 truck, the AT4 truck, which is all the rage everybody's after. Both of those things have the six-function tailgate. And, man, don't pay any interest. And I think people can really upgrade their vehicle, lower their payments, and really be surprised at what they can accomplish if they'll just give us a shot at looking at a vehicle. And really, Dalton, it's only going to last till the end of this month, buddy.
Got to act fast. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Man, y'all have a great start to your week.
All right. That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
All right. Also, a reminder here to folks still seeing people say, hey, what's up with the streaming?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the fifth transformer for Alabama Power in 12 years here since we've been in this building that blew clean up.
Sometime
in the middle of the night, Sunday, my phone starts texting and ringing and with the issues with the station that I came in here because we go to generator. But the problem is when transformers blow up and they had to dig up wires and replace wires and all that stuff, committed that it's, even with the battery banks mm-hmm. we have, It's just every time, every couple of years, we're going to have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars to replace equipment.
Yeah, and I wish I had a Facebook Live or Instagram Live going this morning because we've got most things here at the station up and running mm-hmm. again. And mm-hmm. But there's been a whole crew of us here trying to get streaming running. So we've all been back there in this small little section trying to get streaming back up and going. If I would have had that on Facebook Live, I mean,
that would have gotten some clicks.
Total
huh?
chaos this morning in the FM Talk studios.
Total chaos.
Maybe not total. Right.
Organized chaos.
That's
the
right.
way I like it. All right, we'll take some calls and text at 343-0106 plus the by the way, just side note, coming straight to the phones, but side note, the Maws says they somebody went and put a whole bunch of junk in a drainage manhole cover
mm-hmm.
that caused a sewage spill. We already have enough issues with sewage spills around here. Punk kids, let me talk to you. Punk kids, stop it. throw dirt clods at something or do something else destructive. Don't, believe me, we don't need any other challenges when it comes to, you know, get, Lord knows, it rains a couple inches, we're going to spill sewage.
Yeah, they're even offering a reward. $5,000.
$5,000 for the person knucklehead who put stuff in the drain there. The drains already can't handle it. Have mm-hmm. y'all not paid attention? Probably not, because they're punk kids. Probably.
Right.
I'm guessing. And maybe it'll turn out to be somebody's grandpa. But I doubt it.
They said it ended up causing 1,350 gallons of wastewater overflow into Three Mile Creek.
Well, which, you know, compared to what's normal, that's a pittance, right?
Small.
All right, go to the phones, and Sam is in Somerdale. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm kind of disagreeing with the truck situation with congesting that tunnel up. Y'all know and I know I've lived here 47 years, and when everybody out of town comes to that tunnel, I don't know what it is, and I drive a truck for a living, so I just went through that eastbound tunnel doing 60 miles an hour. When they get to that tunnel, if they got an out-of-town other than Alabama tag on there, they feel like they have to slow down and blow the horn, roll the windows down, do 15 miles an hour, like it's an attraction for the state of Alabama. They just went through the tunnel.
Sam,
it didn't involve the truck. Because we don't want to slow down. We got payload. We're trying to get somewhere. The last thing we want to do is slow down in that tunnel and boop our horns.
Yeah,
we
and the problem is.
And get to the next location. Y'all have a good day. Right, listening to
thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. The problem is, too, when those trucks have to slow down for other reasons and they got to work their way back up through the gears
mm-hmm.
coming up the incline there. You know, a buddy of mine did a crazy famous Facebook post about that. People driving in the tunnel, Philip did. It was just very, very funny. It's true. I've been saying this for, gosh, even with my years of in rock and roll radio before FM talk, that it's, if you see my, the biggest offenders, I would say Texas tags to some degree, although Texas tags are everywhere these days.
They are.
I don't know if it's some new rental car thing or something like that. There's Texas tags everywhere, but that's a side note. Or Mississippi tags from, not, don't get Wayne County, Green County, don't get mad. I'm not talking about y'all. From the north part of the state. Anything that's Itatawamba, anything that sounds like it's from a Faulkner novel. Any county there from like a Faulkner novel, those are the ones that seem to get on the brakes more and slow down and do a little, you know, like my grandfather said, you know, act like you've been somewhere before, boy. You know, you don't just gawk at things. Act like you've been somewhere.
Yeah, even yesterday on my way back, I timed it out perfectly heading westbound back to Mobile over I-10 and through the tunnel. We had, you know, clear going straight through the tunnel, and I was behind a car. We were going a good 65, 70 miles an hour.
And then what happens?
And we get to the very end of the tunnel. No one in sight. I'm behind this car, and they slow down to a good 40 miles an hour. I mean, slam the brakes. No one in front of them. They just saw that turn there at the end of the tunnel and started getting a little worried about that and slowed all the way down. Well, when that happens and there's thousands of people on the road trying to travel that way, it slows everybody down. You get the whole slinky effect behind you. That's, I kept telling the wife as we were going to Gulf Shores, it's the slinky effect.
It is. That's a good term for it.
They slow down, they speed up, they slow down, they speed up, and over time, so many people slowing down and speeding up, you just end with these ridiculous backlogs on I-10. It's crazy.
Next place I see those drivers, on the service road here along Airport, but that's a whole other show. Rick is in Mobile, and he's up next. Hey, Rick.
Hi, I called in to discuss what the former gentleman, I believe his name was Sam, was calling in about. What I have noticed, I drove 18-wheelers for many years. When you come up to the tunnel, these people from out of state, they're going from bright light into complete darkness, and they slam the brakes on, and then the 18-wheeler has to cut its speed and trying to drag that 80,000-pound load up the other side, which is a very steep grade. You're running slow. An 18-wheeler just does not accelerate like a car does. And so the people are blaming the trucks for being slow when it wasn't the truck's fault to start with.
Right, it's the car's problem. Like I said, I mean, I want y'all going back up through the gears trying to get the, you know, get up the incline going up the other side, whichever way you're going. Takes a while.
It's an 80,000-pound truck, even though it makes, you know, 800 horsepower, that doesn't mean it goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
Right, you're about torque, not speed.
Exactly. And one other thing I want to bring up, what happened to all the money from the BP oil spill? Seems to me like Montgomery ran off with all that money.
Oh, it doesn't seem to you. It is.
Now they won't take the federal funds.
Yeah, it is.
And they want to make, and then they want to turn around and punish us and make us pay for this. This is garbage. No one should sign on to this.
Now you see why I get so mad about the BP money and all that? I mean, we're just, and the 6% state sales tax that comes out of places like Baldwin County and Mobile County that lines it. Baldwin County is the goose that's laying a golden egg every 5 minutes for the state of Alabama and gets treated less than even. Redheaded stepchildren are jealous of how other parts of the state get treated. All right, let's go to my buddy Grand Slam. Hey, man.
Hey, what you up to this morning, guys?
My ideal weight if I was 11 feet tall.
I understand 11 and a half here.
How about it, brother? What's your thought on this? You spent a little time looking at that bayway and that that tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, you know how the state of Alabama, and then take it down another notch, Baldwin County and Mobile County are so far behind on the curve on updating the road systems in the first place. Now, we all know that everybody in Mobile and Baldwin County knows on Thursday and Friday afternoons how to get around a traffic jam in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to exercise that 7 days a week, 365 days a year now. The causeway is going to be slammed.
Yep. Yep.
And nobody has mentioned, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know it'd be another monumental tax and another monumental feat to do it, but if we're going to do this tunnel thing, we're also going to have to update the causeway because it's going to look like the Indianapolis 500 race day at checkered flag time.
Hey, Grand Slam, you and I are on the same page, which, by the way, and add to the causeway traffic issues. I forgot, Supermom had texted me this morning, there was a gator crossing there at Adsco that shut all traffic down. So when the gators cross, you know, the causeway, it slows everybody down too. But the Grand Slam, I've been talking about this for a while. Think about this too. if we see the traffic coming, let's say we're heading eastbound on 10, and we see that traffic, we all get this area around Michigan where we start really looking and looking in the distance and see if we see brake lights. People are going to get off in Virginia, and they're going to use surface streets to go get on. They're going to go get on government to go through the Bankhead. Well, when that happens, all that traffic issue now, the wear and tear on the roads and the law enforcement now becomes a cost for the city of Mobile, even though it's the city of Mobile had no say in this.
Exactly.
I'll be up in arms.
It's going to be mass panic downtown Mobile on it, because the traffic really starts backing up on the Bayway on Thursday afternoon. Everybody going to the beach for vacation. And I guess the issue with the honking the horn and the out-of-state tag mostly happens when people are eastbound. That's their kind of like, yay, we're finally here, you know?
Well, we need to discourage people having... If they would just keep the same rate of speed. But that's, I mean, we've said that a million times.
Well, that and the notorious curve in the tunnel, that's known nationwide. So everybody, you know, got stricken to slow down right there because they've heard about it for years.
Good point. Appreciate the call, man. Good to hear from you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Hey,
thanks,
you'd be good. Yeah. And, you know, you could do like what I do. I mean, here's how I avoid eastbound traffic on a Thursday and Friday, or Friday. I don't get Thursday, Friday.
How's that?
When I'm going to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
I go to Dolphin Island. That's where we go. So,
genius.
I keep it west side.
It's a life hack, right?
I live west side. I play west side. Occasionally, I go over to the east side. I've got lots of friends. I like the east side. Mm-hmm. I've got no problem with the east side, but west side for life, man.
See, I head to the east side. That means I wait 2 hours every Friday.
You make your own choices. Roll the dice. See what happens, man. Coming right back, more calls and more text. Be right back. Right, 8:53 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, glad to have you along with us this morning. Yeah, people on the text line talk about limiting traffic this way or the other. I think if you try to limit, other than Maria from our Facebook page that said all these families that have six cars.
Too many cars.
Shouldn't have six cars. They should. By the way, Bernie Sanders' website's up and running. You can check it out. He probably has something similar going on there. But the idea of, I don't know this, I just have a feeling that if you start making anything other than hazardous material or something like that, if a state or municipality or county says you can't have 18-wheelers come through here, you got to take another route, you may get challenged by the feds. I don't know. Speaking of county, Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl holding on right now. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm good. So this discussion about the amount of money from the feds for the bridge project, your perspective as Mobile County Commissioner.
You know, when I say we, there's several of us elected officials that have been to Washington multiple times and tried to convince, especially the Obama administration, to give us some money towards the bridge. They were constantly telling us they didn't have money for the bridge. So the bridge went in the direction of getting private money to build it. Thus, the only way they can get their money back is a toll. I get it. I understand it from a business standpoint, mm-hmm. but never, ever was it discussed that the Wallace Tunnel would be tolled also. So by tolling the Wallace Tunnel, now all of a sudden you've taken the locals and you've thrown them in the mix of paying for the bridge and the tunnel again. And that's where the rub is for me. Leave the tunnel alone. The tunnel is the people's. They have paid for it. Most people don't know it, but the Bankhead Tunnel, so I'm told by some old-timers, was paid for six and seven times. The city of Mobile would use that and borrow against it constantly, so they had to keep getting the quarters until it was discovered. And I think somebody has figured that out, and they want to do it with a Wallace Tunnel also.
Well, you make the point that you have a paid-for infrastructure in the Wallace Tunnel. You have a projected project here for the bridge and the Bayway expansion. And Commissioner Carl, that's what I was told when I brought that same thing up with LDOT folks and others. They said, well, the tolling, if you want to consider it, it's split because the tolls that for people going through the tunnel will actually be paying for the expanded and heightened Bayway. And I said, does it go into the same pool of money? They said, well, kind of. They said, but that's the difference. That's why they feel they can toll the tunnel, because it's going to pay for, it's not just the bridge, it's paying for the Bayway expansion.
So if the feds are going to require us to raise the bridge, put the money in.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's their bridge.
What happened to, you know, it, in my mind, I'm stuck on this 80-20, but then, you know, when Jeff wrote an article about what we talked about last week, Jeff Poore said it was 50% fed, but now we're at 7%. I mean, I wasn't a math major, but I can tell you that's 7% less than 50 or 80.
And the gossip is we won't get that. And I have no, I'm not on that committee right now. I'll roll back on that committee in July, and I'm sure I'll catch it from the committee members. But you know, we've got to have more federal involvement. We have to for it to work. And we're going to build the bridge. The bridge is going to be built. It's just the way we're going to build it with what money. If we want to use private land to build it, that's fine. Leave my tunnel alone. Leave the tunnel alone.
There we go. And by the way, too, folks, Mobile County Commissioner and candidate for Alabama 1, House of Representatives, Jerry Carl, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jerry.
Oh, well, thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, people, you have all kind of people listening, letting me know things while you're on the radio, so happy birthday.
Oh, well, I'm 61 years young.
There
someone
you go.
Someone told me the other day I was the first person I'd ever met.
You got energy.
I thought about that while I was rubbing my joints, you know, trying to get out of bed.
Yeah, that's right. I'll get you the walker right away.
Yeah, been there, done that. Well, I just want to just give a little input on that. I just feel like it's really not doing the people any service to charge us for the wall of tunneling. And somebody's going to have to explain it better.
Good, and I appreciate the call. And hopefully, I mean, you can get that that answer, because the way, you know, that they've framed it to me is that one won't be done without the other. Now, do I believe it? People always say, "Do you believe it?" I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We're not given. I always talk about Ross Perot and his whiteboard, like he used to. I love that. So I'd love to have a whiteboard and say, "Okay. Here's how much money it costs. Here's how much money it costs to do that." And here's, remember when Perot, old timers like me, remember Perot when he'd do that? I used to love that stuff. But at this point, we're just guessing. And we'll keep it up. We'll do it again today on the Midday Show. Midday Mobile starts at noon today. Love to have you here for that show. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Check him out. And somebody was asking, yes, the podcasts are still working.
They are.
So the podcast, that system wasn't completely fried by yesterday's power disaster the way the streaming was. But the podcasts are still up and posted. The streaming will be up, I hope, sooner than later.